Sister, let's to turn to the Bible, Matthew 13.
马太福音第三章。
Matthew 13.
我们从第一节读到十二节。
We're going to read from verse 1 through verse 12.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，天国。马太福音第三章第一节。
Matthew chapter 3, I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 1.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Now in those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying,
这人就是先知以赛亚所说的，他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道路，修持他的路。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts. And wild honey.
那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地并约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里。
Then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all Judea and all district around the Jordan.
承认他们罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。
And they being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins.
约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？”
And when he saw many of Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
你们要结出果子来，以悔改的心相称。
Therefore, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
不要自己心里说有亚伯兰为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯兰兴起子孙来。
And do not suppose that you can say to yourself, "We have Abraham for our father." For I say to you that from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham.
现在斧子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
The axe is already laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.
我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改。但那在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I'm not fit to remove his sandals.He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他手里拿着钵机，要扬进他的肠，把麦子缩在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽。
And his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
我们再翻到路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 3. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3.
第三章，从第一节读到第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 3, verse 1 through 2.
盖撒提比留在位第十五年，本丢比拉多做犹太巡抚，西利做加利略的分封的王，他兄弟腓力做以利士利亚和特拉尼可尼地方分封的王，尼色列做亚比利尼分封的王。
Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his father Philip was tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis.And Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene.
亚拿和该亚法做大祭司。那时撒加利亚的儿子约翰在旷野里，神的话临到他。
In the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias in the wilderness. Let's turn to second chapter of Revelation. Let's read chapter 2, verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first. Or else I'm coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place unless you repent. In the letters that the Lord wrote to the seven churches, the word repentance occurred many times.
这也可以说,
这是主最后对教会的一个呼召。We could say this, that this is the calling from the Lord in the end.
这是要悔改。That
is for us to repent.
好，我们读经就读到这里，请我们低头一点祷告。We'll
conclude our Bible reading. Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在这个复活早晨，我们一同来到你的跟前。Lord,
thank you for giving us so we can come before you in the resurrection morning.
我们实在愿意在这个主日当中，我们再次愿意同心合一来到你的面前来寻求你的面。
In this Lord's Day, we are willing to come together to seek your face.
就要在这一天的聚会服事里面，你真是能够向我们施恩典，向我们说话。
In today's service, may you show your grace to us and speak to us. So that we can hear your voice often. So that the inner man in us will be renewed and will come to life. So that we know how to conduct ourselves in these dark ages. Please have a grace to those who call on those who are called in your name.
但在这点时间里面，你恩待怜悯我们，宝血多遮盖我们。
May you have mercy on us and cover us with your blood of Jesus.
好像我们在这里，我们所注意来是主耶稣基督。
So we may just pay attention to the Lord Himself.
我们一同来仰望你自己，向我们施恩典。
So we look to you alone to show your mercy to us. We praise in such matter in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. We'd
like to share the book of Matthew this morning. We mentioned that Matthew is about Jesus Christ, the King of the Heavens.
我们说，当主耶稣降生的时候，有一个关键的人物乃是约瑟和玛利亚。
We share that when Jesus was born, there were key characters, instruments. There were Joseph and Mary.
当约瑟还没有迎娶玛利亚的时候，玛利亚就怀了孕。
Before Joseph married Mary, Mary was found to be pregnant.
这件事情对约瑟、对玛利亚说，实在是一件很不容易的事情，特别在当时的时代。
It was a very difficult situation to both Joseph and Mary in those circumstances.
但是主的使者向他们显现，向他们说话。But
the Lord, the angel of the Lord, spoke to them.
让玛利亚知道她所怀的孕乃是从圣灵而来的。So
Mary, so that Mary knew that pregnancy. The baby in her womb was from the Lord. And what she will deliver will be called the Holy One.
当玛利亚听见这样的话的时候，她说：“我是主的使女，情愿照主的旨意成全。”
After upon the hearing of this word, Mary responding saying that I'm the maidservant of the Lord. May his word fulfill in me.
天使向约翰显现说，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子来。
And also angel said to Joseph, do not be afraid, just marry her.
因为她所怀孕是从圣灵而来的。Because
what she conceived is from the Holy Spirit.
约翰起来以后就马上把玛利亚娶过来。So
Joseph, when he rose up, he immediately took Mary in.
我们看见这两个人之所以能够神把他儿子托付在他们身上。
We see that how the Lord was able to entrust them with his son.
那是因为他们愿意顺服神的旨意。
Because they both obeyed to God's will.
他们知道这件事情乃是出于神的自己。
Because they knew that all these things will come, will from the Lord.
所以他们就不顾一切的，他们就顺服神。
So they are willing to risk all to obey the Lord. We know that the first sin the man committed was because that they did not obey God. So when the Lord started a new thing that he needed a person who was waiting to obey the Lord.
好，叫他旨意能够借着他们能够带到地上来。
So that his will could be fulfilled on earth.
所以我们看见神就得到约瑟和玛利亚这两个人。
So we saw that the Lord obtained Joseph and Mary, these two people.
神的儿子就借着他们来到地上。
Through them, God's Son, Lord Jesus, came upon the earth.
说没有，可以看见今天神儿子的见证是托付在那些肯顺服主的人身上。
So even today, the testimony of the Lord is entrusted to those who are willing to obey the Lord.
只有愿意完全顺服主，不顾一切代价的人，神的见证才能够显在他们身上。
The Lord's testimony can only reveal to those who are willing to risk all to bear to obey their Lord.
因着他们顺服，他们就叫神应许，预言就能够应验。Because
their obedience, the word of God and prophecy can be fulfilled in them.
而他们自己的因着顺服，他们就能够经历神的话语的信实和能力。Also
through their own obedience, they experience power and faithfulness of God's word.
而当主耶稣降生的消息，乃是先传给那些在伯利恒野地牧养的人。
So news about the Christ's birth was first announced to those shepherds in the wilderness.
这些牧羊人，他们在夜间按着班次在那里看守羊群。
Those shepherds still in the night based on their assignments to watch over the sheep.
这是说到这些乃是在黑夜里，他们仍然是他们警醒，在那中心服侍。
It tells about how during the night, even in the night, they were faithful to fulfill their duty.
他们在那里忍耐等候天亮来到。They
were patiently wait for the morning break.
同样，我们看见今天在这个黑暗的时代当中。
In the same manner, even today in this dark age,
在这个黑暗极深的一个时刻里面,
in this uttermost dark period,
主带来的信息乃是先显在那些在这个黑暗时代能够警醒在做一个守望的人的心中。
The news about the Lord's second coming will come upon first to those who are alert, who are waiting for the Lord.
那一颗诚心要先显在他们心的里面。
So the morning star will first appear in those hearts.
叫他们那个等候心，那个信心更确定，更有把握，主要来应许。
So that their faith can be strengthened about the promise of the Lord.
他们知道神应许即将要应验成就。
Because they know God's promise is about to be fulfilled.
那我们看见当初 来到地上，来到以色列百姓面前的时候，那关键人物乃是施洗约翰。
When Jesus came first time on the earth, the key person was John the Baptist.
神兴起约翰，乃是为要他使许多以色列人回转归于他们主，他们的神。
God raised John the Baptist so that God's people could be turned back to the Lord himself.
他为主预备何用的百姓?
So he could prepare people for the Lord.
事实原来他是一个祭司。
We know John was originally a priest.
但是他却跑到旷野做先知在那传道。
Instead, he became a prophet in the wilderness to preach God's word.
我们知道按着神的安排，祭司乃是带领神的百姓在侍奉敬拜神的一般人。
We know the alternative arrangement of God. Priests were those who lead God's people to worship in service.
神的律法在他们的口中。
And God's laws were in their mouth.
他们在那里教导神的百姓来认识神，来侍奉神。
They taught God's people to serve the Lord and to worship Him.
但是我们看见施洗约翰，他却不去做祭司，他却去当起先知来了。But
we saw John the Baptist was not a priest. He didn't perform the priest's task. Instead, he became a prophet.
因为我们知道当时那些祭司们已经没落了。Because
we know at that time priesthood was already it was already in a bad shape.
在圣殿里面侍奉已经荒凉了。
The service in the temple was desolate.
只有极少数的人，他们仍然还在圣殿里面忠心服侍。
Only a very few of the priests were still faithful in serving the Lord in the temple.
就像路加福音所记载那个女先知亚拿。
In the Luke that we saw the prophetess Anna.
她不离开圣殿，她在那昼夜禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
She didn't leave the temple. She served the Lord in the temple day and night.
但是大体上整个圣殿里面的祭司的服事已经败落掉了。
But we know the on the most part the service in the temple was degraded.
我们说在旧约列王时代,
we know in the New Testament in Kings,
当祭司的职分在那里失去他属灵功用的时候,
when the priesthood was in the condition where it's supposed to be,
神就兴起先知来向百姓说话。
God would raise prophets to speak to God's people.
而这样光景呢，就一直维持到主耶稣在地上的时候。
And this condition lasted until Lord Jesus came on the earth. So as we read the four Gospels, we can read such conditions.
原来那些祭司长们，他们是应该是带领神的百姓来侍奉神。
We know that those priests supposed to lead the God's people to worship.
但是没有想到，当神的儿子来到地上的时候，反对主耶稣最厉害的就是这一班人。
But when the Lord came upon the earth, those who opposed the Lord most vehemently were the same people.
所以就在这个背景的底下，神兴起了施洗约翰来做先知。
So in this backdrop, Lord raised John the Baptist.
他引领神的百姓来归向神。
He led God's people back to the Lord.
真的借着施洗约翰把耶稣带到以色列百姓的中间。
Through John the Baptist, God also revealed Lord Jesus to God's people.
施洗约翰他被称为旷野的声音。
John the Baptist was called the voice in the wilderness.
他为这个千国王在那里开道路，他成为主的先锋。
So he prepared a way for the king of the kingdom of heaven. And he prepared the way for the Lord.
让这千国王耶稣能够来到人的中间。
So he prepared the way so that the king of the kingdom of heaven can come to the earth.
那么早晨我们一来看施洗约翰这个人是怎样一种人。
So this morning we'd like to see what kind of person John the Baptist is.
我们从这样一个人身上我们怎样的服侍。
So through him we learn how to serve the Lord today.
我们看这个人他所传的信息是怎样的信息。
And we'd like to study that what kind of message he delivered.
我想这个信息也是主第二次再来之前教会所要传的信息。
Because we believe that the same message should be the message preached before the second coming of our Lord.
我们先来看施洗约这个人。
Let's first look at what kind of person the John the Baptist was.
我们说到他原来是个祭司。
We said that originally he was supposed to be a priest.
路加福音一开头就告诉我们说他父亲撒加利亚是一个做祭司的。
But in the beginning of the Luke, Luke tells us that his father was a priest.
所以他是生长在祭司家，他长大以后理所当然这样，他就是要做一个祭司，在服侍神。So
he was raised up in a priest house, and he was supposed to be a priest when he grew up.
说按着律法来规定，他应该在圣殿里面，他要尽祭司的职分。So
according to the law, he was supposed to serve in the temple.
但是没想到他不在圣殿里面，他却跑到旷野去做先知，在那里传道。
But instead, he was found in the wilderness to preach God's word.
跑到一个人烟稀少的一个地方去传道。
To the place that the word is, no one was there, and he preached God's word.
里面他之所以到旷野去，乃是要叫以赛亚先知以赛亚的预言能应验。
On one point, that he went to the wilderness to preach God, to preach the word, in order for the prophecy of Isaiah to be fulfilled.
因为先知以赛亚在预言说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道路，修直他的路。
Because in Isaiah, he prophesied that a voice in the wilderness would cry out that make straight God's way.
指的就是施洗约翰。
And he mentioned, he referred to John the Baptist.
一边我们看见他之所以到旷野去。
So we know that for one reason, for him to go to the wilderness,
他不是跑到一个非常热闹的一个耶路撒冷去传道。
He didn't go into the Jerusalem, the very popular place to preach God's word.
是他在那里传的信息呢，是要吸引那些真心寻求神的人。
Because he liked to draw those who really have a heart to follow the Lord.
那是要吸引那些真心等候弥赛亚来到的那些犹太人。
So his intent was to draw those who were waiting for the Messiah to come.
他之所以不在圣殿里服侍。
The reason why he did not serve in the temple.
因为我们说到，原来在当时的圣殿里服侍已经失去那个属灵的功用了。
We just mentioned that temple service at that time had lost the spiritual dimension.
也可以说他不在一个传统里面来侍奉神。
In other words, that He was not serving in a tradition. He would not serve the Lord in the dead letters and the laws.
神兴起他做先知,
God raised him to be a prophet.
把神把他的话赐给他,
God gave him his word.
让他在启示的光中里来侍奉神,
so that he can serve the Lord in revelation.
我们刚刚读到路加福音第三章那里,
we just read that in Luke chapter 3.
在那里讲到当时那个罗马政权那个政治的一个形态。
It tells us about the condition of the Roman political situation.
在那里说到比拉多他在那里做巡抚。
It tells us Pontius Pilate was governor.
在那里讲到西利讲到菲利他们都在那里做公公的王。
It talks about Herod and his brother Philip, they were all tetrarchs.
在那里讲到宗教上有一些领袖亚拿、该亚华，他们当时做大祭司。
And he also mentioned the religious leaders, Annas and Caiaphas.
这不仅告诉我们当时施洗约出来传道的时候，当时的政治宗教背景是怎么样。
So it gave us the background when John the Baptist came out to preach the gospel.
但是更重要的是让我们看见 在这个背景里面，神的话没有临到那些政治上的领袖、有权威的人。
But also it tells us God's word didn't come upon these leaders of the world and the leaders of religious world.
神的话也没有临到那些宗教领袖、那些大祭司的身上。
God's word didn't come upon the religious leader like high priest Annas and Caiaphas.
在圣的称堂底下，神的话应该是临到祭司长。 借着他们把神的话传递出来。
In a normal condition, God's word is supposed to come upon the high priest Annas Caiaphas to
share his word.
Instead, it tells us that God's word came upon the son of Zacharias. It says, then God's word came upon the John the Baptist. So we see that when John the Baptist came out to preach the word, he was delivered from the traditional service so that God's word can come upon him. So today, where did the God's word come?
我们看见今天地上许多政治上的领袖们，他们常讲一些话，说到今天世界会将来是要怎么样演变。
Today, in political leaders tell us about the future condition of this world.
好像人听见他们话的时候，觉得世界就是照着他们话去发展去演变。
It appears that people believe that this world will become, turn out to be what they described.
今天我们好好常也说，有时候听到一些宗教上许多领袖，他们也在那说到将来世界要怎么样发展。
And even today, we can hear many religious leaders tell us about how the world will turn out to be.
但是我们看见他们话最后都是徒然的。
We know that all their words will become vain.
因为神的话只有临到那些正是在新的样式里面服侍神的人心中。
Because God's word will only come upon those who serve in the newness of life.
他们不是在一个传统的律法的辖制底下来侍奉神。
Who do not serve the Lord under the bondage of the law.
所以用什么？这就是新约的侍奉。
So this is the service in the New Testament.
所以保罗说，我们服侍主不是按着，乃是按着心里的新样，不是按着以往的旧样。
So Paul says we serve the Lord not based on the letters of old, but we serve the Lord in the spirit and the newness of life.
我们承受新约只是不是按着字迹，乃是按着经历。
The reason that we serve in New Testament, not based on the letters, but
on
in the Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit can speak to a person. So that Holy Spirit will have place, opportunity to speak to or serve. So,
弟兄姐妹，我们现在侍奉不是根据从前人怎样做，我们今天就怎样做。
So today's service, we don't follow what other people have done.
我们知道神的工作是一直往前的。
We know God's work always progress.
圣能够随时在每个时代，在不同的人心中来做工，来做成他要做的工作。
Holy Spirit works differently as the generation progresses.
我们不能限制圣灵的工作。
We cannot limit the work of Holy Spirit.
只有当人愿意。 让圣灵有地位，让圣灵有自由运行在神的工作上。
Only when we give the Holy Spirit a place to work freely,
在那里服侍神的话才能常常临到他们身上。
And God's word can come upon him.
因着他们在圣灵里面，他们愿意按着圣灵的引领。
Because they're willing to be led by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够向他们说话。
So the Holy Spirit can speak to them.
他们能够常常在启示的光里面，在新鲜神话语的当中来侍奉神。
So they can in the revelation of God's word to serve him.
这是头一个让我们在约翰身上所看见的。
So we see this is the first point that we can see in John Baptist.
第二方面我们看见他是在旷野。
Secondly, we see that he was in the wilderness.
他穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
He wore the clothes made of camel's hair.
他腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫野蜜。
And he was girded with a belt, and his food was the locust and wild honey.
这是说到他的生活方式，生活的内容。
It speaks of his lifestyle.
说到这个人是一个不注重物质享受的一个人。
It tells us that John the Baptist was not concerned about material enjoyment.
若是要他要享受物质的东西，他可以在圣殿里面服侍。
If he wanted to enjoy the material goodness, then he would choose to serve in the temple.
即使在圣殿侍奉的时候，他们是穿着细麻衣的衣服。
Because when they serve in the temple, the priest wore the clothes made of linen.
他们可以吃鸡肉。
And they were able to eat meat Because this meat was their portion that God gave them. But John the Baptist was willing to forsake all this. He chose to be leading a very simple life. Because he preached gospel of the kingdom. He wanted people to see that how rich the life in the kingdom. And he liked people to see that how far better is what the Lord is willing to give us. And they are not the same as this material thing, which are temporal.
So we can see from Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan
Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan Sushi Yan wanted to preach the gospel according to the kingdom. Not only he himself desired the glory of the kingdom of heaven, but also he desired that his audience to be able to appreciate the kingdom of heaven.
从他身上，从他生活上就显明他不是一个注重物质享受的一个人。
So through his lifestyle, he showed that he was not the person who wanted to enjoy the earthly life.
他所看重的呢，是一个属天的，那是永远的事物。
He was much concerned about the things in heaven, things eternal.
第三方面，我们看见他是怎样一种人呢？
Thirdly, we can see what type of person he was.
他被称为旷野的声音。
He was called the voice in the wilderness.
我们知道旧约最后的先知马拉基说完话以后，神有400人之久就不再向以色列人说话。We
know that after the last prophet in the Old Testament, Malachi, spoke, God had not spoken for 400 years.
直到有一天，有一个人出来在那喊着说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”Until
one day, this voice in the wilderness said that Kingdom of heaven is near. Repent.
当时听见降话，当时传降话的时候呢，的确震撼了当时犹太人。
At that time, it created a shock wave to Jewish people.
所以我们看见许多人就从耶路撒冷、从犹太地、从约旦河一带要到约翰那里去。
So we see that many people from Jerusalem, from the areas in Judea, came to John the Baptist.
他们稀奇到底这是谁呢?
They wondered who he was.
他为什么传这样的信息呢?
Why he preached such a message?
所以犹太人他们就要去问说你是谁?
So Jews asked John, who are you?
你是不是那位要来弥赛亚基督?
Are you the Messiah to come?
或是说你是那要来先知以利亚吗?
Or are you the prophet Elijah?
或是说你是那位先知吗?
Or are you the prophet?
施洗约翰对他们说,
and John the Baptist told them,
我不是,
I'm not.
施洗约翰知道他自己的身份是什么?
John the Baptist knew who he was, his status.
虽然当时他出来传道的时候，似乎好像影响到很多人。
Even though his preaching reached so many people,
许多人认为说这可能是一个不得了的一个人。
Many people regard him as a very important person.
或许就是那位基督吗？
They thought that he was Christ.
施洗约翰说我不是。
John the Baptist said, no.
我 只是那旷野有人声喊着说修直主道路的那一位。
I'm just a voice in the wilderness who cry out to make ready the way of the Lord.
我不过是一个声音而已。
I'm just a voice.
声音是为了什么?
What is the purpose of a voice?
声音是为了传递信息。
The voice is to carry the message.
他要人注意的乃是他所传递信息的内容是什么?
He wanted people pay attention to the message itself.
不要注意他是谁,
not to pay attention who he is.
他当然盼望人能够听见他所传的信息, 那位主耶稣基督,
he wanted people to hear the message, the coming Messiah.
这是他们所需要的,
because that's what they need.
在路亚福音那里, 记载说, 当世界上看见耶稣的时候,
in the book of John, that when it's recorded that when John saw Lord Jesus,
在那喊着说,
he cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
看啊,神的儿子,
he says, "Behold, Son of God."
这是他信息所传递的一个内容。
It is the center of his message.
他不过是一个声就是了。
He was just a voice.
当声音把信息传递出去以后，声音就消失了。
When the message has gone out, the voice subsided.
声音就不见了。
The voice will be gone.
所以当有人来对世贤说，从前你在约旦河之前那位，许多人都往他那里去了。
So some of his disciples came to told him that the person who you baptized, now all the people went to him.
从前许多人到这里来，现在这些都往那位曾经被他施洗的耶稣那里去了。Before
all the people came to you, but now all the people have gone to him.
在我们一般人来说，感觉里面，现在听我的人越来越少了，听别人的人越来越多了。
It's like people come to listen to me, my message become fewer, and people listen to other preachers become more and more.
他里面一定是非常受不了，非常难过。
Sometimes they would accept us.
但是施洗约翰听见这样的话的时候，
but John the Baptist, upon hearing such word,
他说一句非常好的话，
he said a very memorable phrase.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He said, "He must increase, I must decrease."
人听见新郎的声音，他就喜乐了。
When a person who hears the voice of bridegroom, he rejoices.
他不过是新郎的朋友。
Because he is a friend of bridegroom.
他不过是一个声音就是了。
Because he is just a voice.
当他把信息传递出去以后，他尽了他的责任。
When he delivered the message, he's done with his responsibility.
当人接受他所传的信息，当人接受相信他所传的那位基督，他就喜乐了。
When people receive his message, receive the Lord Jesus, then he's rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个服侍人一个非常好的一个见证。
So this is a very good testimony for those who serve the Lord.
知道他自己的身份不过是一个声音。
They know their service just a mere a voice.
人不需要去注意他是谁。
People should not pay attention to who they are.
人不需要去注意他出生背景是怎样一个人。
People should not pay attention to his birth, his genealogy.
我常常用一个比喻讲到施洗约翰就像一个广播电台的广播员。
I often use an analogy. I said John the Baptist is like the announcer in the radio station.
广播人员在把他的话传播出去的时候,
as the announcer announced his message,
人看不见这个人到底是长得是怎么样,
people will not be able to see how he looked.
广播人员也是要人来注意他所传的信息内容是什么。
The announcer would like his audience to pay attention to the message he shared.
当他把他要说话传递出去以后，他就退去了。
As he delivered his message, and he just returned.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个声音。
So this is a voice.
在这个声音的服事。
This is the service of a voice.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上传递主的话也是一样。
So today, even today, as we share God's word,
我们在传递主耶稣基督也是一样。
As we share the Lord Jesus to others,
让人所注意的，让人所听见，所看见，就是主耶稣基督。
In the same manner, we should ask people to see and hear the Lord himself alone.
没有这个人。
We should not be part of the picture.
当人在那听见他的声音，认识了主，相信了主，在那里把荣耀更多归给这主的时候，他就欢喜了。
When people receive the message, receive the Lord Jesus, we'll give all the glory to the Lord and we will be rejoicing. Because we know that our responsibility has done.
他知道神借他的心已经完成了。
Because we see that the God's heart, God's desire has been fulfilled.
所以我们看见当耶稣出来传道之前，神就借四十一人这样一个人。
So before the Lord came upon the earth to preach the gospel, we see that John the Baptist,
把主耶稣带到以色列人中间。
Who brought Lord Jesus Christ to the Jews.
当他把主耶稣呈现在以色列百姓当中的时候，四十一人就退去了。
As John the Baptist presented the Lord Jesus to the people of Israel, he retreated.
So we know
immediately, not long after, he was martyred. Because he had fulfilled the task God had given him. So he could retreat now.
现在神的儿子，这千国王已经出来了。
Because the Son of God, the King of the Kingdom of Heaven, had appeared.
这是施洗约翰的服事。
So this is the service of the John the Baptist.
因着他这样的服事，我们看见他所传信息是怎样信息呢？
Because of his service, what kind of message he delivered?
他所传的信息呢，是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
His message was, the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
天国近了,
the kingdom of heaven is near.
因为天国王主耶稣基督来了。
Because the king of the kingdom of heaven is here.
这个天国王他来要管理全地，要管理所有的人。
Because this king came to reign the whole world.
天国是说到神能够掌权管理的一个地方。
The kingdom of heaven means that the domain that he can reign.
我们知道当人犯罪以后,
we know that after man fell,
撒旦成为这个世界的王,
Satan became the king of this world.
他借了罪在人身上做王掌权。
Through sin, he reigned in us.
所以所有的人都不在撒旦的权柄的底下。
So all were the subject of Satan.
不服神的权柄。
Disobedient to God's
authority. 现在约翰在那宣告说，天国近了，天国的王已经来了。
So John the Baptist said, the kingdom of heaven is near. The king of the kingdom of heaven is here.
他开始要在这地上掌权做王。
He will start to reign on earth.
他开始要在这些人的身上来做他们的王。
He will start to be king over these people.
而人怎样能够，这位天国王怎样能够成为人的王呢？
So how can this, the king of the kingdom of heaven become the king of these people?
因着天国近了，因着天国王来了，所以人应当悔改。
Because the king of the kingdom of heaven is here, so that the people should repent.
人悔改，再来认自己的罪，来接受这个天国的君王。
We need to repent to confess our sins in order to receive this King of King of Heaven.
让这个天国王来做他们的王，来管理他们。
So that the King of Heaven can rule in them.
当天国王在那里做王的时候，天国就临到人的中间。
As the King of Kingdom of Heaven ruled, then the Kingdom of Heaven will be in our midst.
所以有人问主耶稣说，神的国什么时候来到？
So people ask, when is the kingdom of When does kingdom come?
所以说神的国来到不是人所看见，神的国就在你们心中，就在你们中间。
This is why the kingdom of heaven when it comes, it's not observable. It is in your midst already.
当人愿意让主耶稣来做王的时候，天国就临到他们中间。
As long as we allow the Lord to reign in us, then that kingdom already here.
天国就显在他们的里面。
So kingdom of heaven revealed in their hearts.
而当神在那里做王掌权的时候，神的旨意在那里就能通行。
As the Lord reigns and as the Lord rules, Lord's will be done.
所以主耶稣在那里教导门徒祷告说，
So the Lord taught his disciples how to pray.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven as on earth as it is in heaven.
当神的国降临的时候，那个地方神的旨意就如同通达，如同通在天上通达一样。
As Lord came and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
为什么今天神的旨意在地上不能通达呢？
Why isn't the Lord's will be done in
Because
people refuse to let the Lord rule and reign.
人在那要做自己做王。
We like to be a king ourselves.
这个做王呢，是因为背后撒旦的一个推动。
Because this is behind the scene, there's Satan who is in control.
这是撒旦的工作，他在拦阻神的旨意在地上不能够通达，不能够执行。
This is the work of Satan, so he wants to prevent the Lord's work.
所以当有一天地上有一些人接受这个天国的王的时候，
So as people receive this King of Heaven,
天国就降临了，神的旨意在地上就通行无阻。
Kingdom will be here and God's will be done.
所以当人在那里悔改接受主耶稣做他王的时候，看见神的旨意在地上就通行无阻了。
So as people repent and receive the Lord as their King, then God's will be done.
那什么叫做悔改呢？
What do we mean by repent?
悔改不仅是说认自己的错。
Not only that we need to confess our sins.
悔改呢是说到他心思的一个改变。
But also it tells us the change of mind.
从前面是向着世界，背是向着神的。
Before that, we face the world, our back is we turn our back to the Lord.
现在我悔改，我整个心思改变了。
But now I repent. And I have change of mind.
从今以后，我是面向着神，背向着世界。
Now I turn my face to God and turn my back to the world.
从前我是自己做王，现在呢是主耶稣基督在我里面做王。
I used to be king myself. Now the Lord Jesus is my king.
从前是为我自己而活，现在呢是为主而活。
Before I lived for myself, now I live for Christ.
用什么？这是一个真正的悔改。
This is the true repentance.
今天人把悔改当做一件好像只是一个外面的一个动作。
Many times people regard the repentance as just an outward expression.
特别我们今天所谓做一个节制祷告。
Sometimes we call this is a decision prayer.
我们在做一个所谓节制祷告的时候，告诉他说你要认自己的罪。
During this, before this prayer of decision, we ask people to confess their sins.
所以人在那里也说，主耶稣啊，赦免我一切罪，求你保险遮盖，涂抹一切罪。
People respond that yes, Lord Jesus, cleanse my sins.
人以为这样就是悔改，就是得救了。
So people thought that just by saying that, they'll be saved.
以为他就这样就得救了。
They thought that they were safe in just such a matter. But we don't see their life being changed. So this is not the real repentance.
真正的悔改还是整个心思改变了，从今以后整个心思向着神了。
True repentance is you have to have this change of mind, your lifestyle changed.
所以当约翰在那边传悔改的道的时候，
So when the John the Baptist preached this message of repentance,
那些法利赛人、撒都该人也到他那里要受他的洗。
Pharisees and the Pharisees came to be baptized as well.
施洗约翰就对他们说，
And John the Baptist told them,
毒蛇的种子，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？
The brood of vipers, who tells you to escape the wrath to come?
你们要结出果子，以悔改的心相称。
Bear fruit in keeping with the repentance.
法利赛人、撒都该人，他们以为来到约翰在这里受一个悔改的洗，他们就得救了，他们就可以免去将来神愤怒的审判。The
Pharisees, the Sadducees came to John the Baptist. They thought that as long as they were baptized, they could receive the kingdom.
他们在那里自己心里说，我们的亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗。
They thought in their heart, Abraham is our father.
我们是正统犹太人，我们是神的选民。
We are genuine Jews. We are the chosen people of God.
神不会审判我们的。
God will not judge us.
神只会审判那些外邦人。
God will judge only those Gentiles.
他们以为在外面受约翰的洗，他们就 一切都 OK 了。
They thought that as long as they get baptized by John the Baptist, they were OK.
施洗约翰对他们说，我是用水给你们施洗。
John the Baptist told them that I'm baptizing with the water. So John the Baptist, his baptism is baptism of
repentance.
When they come to John to be baptized, they're saying that we are people who repented. We want to receive the Lord as our King.
因为那个千国王来的时候，他是要用圣灵和火为你们施洗。
When the King of Heaven come, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
当这些法利赛、撒都盖他们以为外面受约翰的洗，他们就可以免受将来神的一个审判。
They thought that as long as they are baptized by John, they can avoid the coming wrath.
约翰要让他们知道，你们要接受。 要来那位主耶稣基督,
John wanted to make sure that they knew that they needed to receive the Lord Jesus in order for them to avoid the coming wrath. Because when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
他来的时候，他手里拿着簸箕，在他堂上养，把那个麦子。 放在汤里面，把糠丢在那火里面焚烧。
So he will come with the winnowing fork, cleansing his threshing floor. So he will gather the barn, the wheat in the barn, and burn up all those.
他来的时候在那里要做一个分别的工作。
He comes to divide.
到底哪些人是真的悔改认罪？
Who are those who truly repent and confess their sin?
那些人是一个麦子，是里面有生命的。
Who are those who are wheat who have life in them?
就把它放在仓里面，就放在国度里面。
So he gathered them in the barn in the kingdom.
而那些糠呢，就把没有生命的东西，就把丢在火里面焚烧。
But those who are like a chaff without life, then he will burn them up.
只受约翰外面的洗是没有用的。
If you only get baptized and outwardly, it's no use.
只有接受耶稣所传的那个天国王主耶稣基督。
But only when you receive the message, that is, receive the king that he preached.
当有天国度来的时候，他们就能够进到仓里面。
When kingdom comes, then they will be in the barn.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见外面的仪式不能够叫人得救。
So we see the outward ritual cannot save a person.
只有个里面真心悔改的人。 得到主耶稣基督的人，将来在国度里面才有份。
Only a person who is truly repent and receive the Lord Jesus, he can be in the kingdom.
只有一个结出悔改的果子，以他所蒙恩相称的人，有一天他们要进到国度里面。
Only if you produce the fruit of repentance, he will be in the kingdom.
这是约翰所传的信息。
This is the message John the Baptist preached.
这也是主耶稣基督出来传道的一个信息。
This was also the message that when the Lord Jesus preached. So when Jesus came out to preach, he said the first thing he said was the kingdom of heaven is near, repent. And as we read in the Revelation, we know that Revelation is the last word from God to the church. It is when Lord Jesus comes back second time and when he wants to establish his kingdom. We see from chapter 2 and 3, all he mentioned is about repent.
七个教会主在那里除了士美拿跟
All among these seven churches, only Smyrna and Philadelphia didn't receive a rebuke from the Lord. But all other five, Lord reproved them. The purpose of reproval is for them to repent. So we see that before the kingdom comes,
这属对教会所传递的信息,
this is the message that the Lord has for His church.
所以在那里对, 以弗所教会说, 你要悔改, 行起初所行的,
so to the Ephesus, Jesus says that therefore repent and do the things you did at first.
对,得加摩教会也仍然说,
and to the church in the Pergamum says, repent.
对,推拉,推拉,教会在那里说你要悔改。
And to Thyatira church, Lord says, repent.
对,沙底的教会,对,老底的教会仍然说你要悔改。
To the churches at the Sardis and Laodicea, Lord says, repent.
当人在那不悔改的时候,底下主在那就宣告他的审判。
When people refuse to repent, the Lord declares His judgment.
因为当人不悔改的时候,有天,天国降临的时候,主在那里做一个审判的工作。
Because if people refuse to repent, when kingdom comes, Lord Jesus will judge.
主在那里做一个分别的工作。
Lord will divide.
所以对以弗所教说,你若不悔改,我就要临到你那里把你的灯台挪去。
He says, if you don't repent, I'm coming to you and we will remove your lampstand.
对别家某教会说,你若不悔改,我就要快临到你那里,要用我口中的剑来攻击你。
He says, if you don't repent, I'm coming to you quickly and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth.
对,推拉教会说,我给你悔改的机会,你若是不悔改。
To a Thyatira, Lord says, I give you a chance to repent.
若不悔改所行的, 我要叫你们同受大患难, 我要杀死你的党内。
And he'll say, I'll bring a tribulation if you don't repent, and I'll kill all her children.
对沙迪的教会说, 你若是不悔改,
and to Sardis, he said, if you don't repent,
我必临到你像如同姐一样。
He says, I'll come to you like a thief.
当人不悔改的时候, 主来的时候他不知道。
When people refuse to repent, then when Jesus comes, that person will not know about it.
因为他没有好预备自己。
Because he didn't really well prepare himself.
对老底下教说, 你若是不悔改, 不大发热心的话, 我要把你从我口中把你吐出去。
To the Laodicea, Lord Jesus said, if you don't repent, then I'll spill you out of my mouth.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是施洗约翰所传的信息。
But this is the same as the John the Baptist priest.
主最后他来临之前对教会所发出的信息。
This is the message God will give to the churches before He comes second
time. 为什么人需要悔改？
Why do people need repentance?
因为人已经离开神那个心意。
Because people left the Lord's original heart.
因为人不是按着心意在那地上的过生活。
Because people do not live their life according to God's will.
因为人在那里一直在错误里面一直来。
We walk continually in error.
所以悔改呢是说回到神起初为我们所定的那个永远的旨意里面。
So repent means that turn our ways back to the original purpose, eternal purpose of God.
悔改呢是说我愿意把我自己重新交在主的手中，让他的作王来管理我。
So repentance means that I give myself to the Lord and let Lord reign and control my life.
悔改是说我在地上愿意把你自己更多表明出来。
Repentance means that may you show yourself through me more.
不再为自己而活，乃是为我们主而活。
So that a person will not live for himself but for the Lord.
为这个天国王而活。
So we can live a life for the King of the heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，天国近了，我们应当悔改。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the kingdom of heaven is near. Repent. We acknowledge that we are full of weakness and full of failures.
但是感谢神,神一再给我们机会,有悔改的机会。
But thank God that God always gives us enough opportunity to repent.
神在这末了时代常常借着他的话在向我们提醒。
In these last days, the Lord often reminds us through His word. His kingdom is near.
很快主耶稣基督降临在地上设立他的国度。
Very soon, the Lord will come upon the earth and establish His own kingdom.
到那天, 我们怎样的常进到国度里面呢?
How can we enter the kingdom
on that day?
How can we enjoy the riches in the kingdom? That is, we need to repent. Because this is a call from the Lord to the church. We thank God because He is still full of mercies and grace. Through many circumstances, Lord speaks to us. And through many people, Lord speaks to us. So that we can all know that the coming of the Lord is near. Through many things, we reveal true self, our true self, so we can repent. Through His grace, we may repent and change our mind. So that we can bear the fruits of repentance.
到那天主的国降临的时候,
on the day that the Lord's kingdom comes,
我们就能够和他一同进到荣耀里面,
we can enter into that glory.
一同在那享受,
to enjoy the glorious riches of God. This is the purpose that God called us. This is the purpose of His salvation. We thank God that then, through John the Baptist, God preached His message.
好叫那些听见约翰信息的人, 甚至愿, 到约翰那里承认他们自己的罪。
So those who heard John the Baptist came to John to confess their sin.
叫他们预备自己接受要来那个主耶稣基督天国君王。
So they could prepare themselves to receive the King of Heaven.
好叫他们那天真是能够进到神荣耀国度里面。
So on that day, they may enter the glory of the kingdom.
望求神再恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us. We really need God's mercy. Everyone needs to repent. Because what we do, what we think, really do not please God. May the Lord have mercy on us so that we may gain this repenting heart. So that we can truly confess our sins and repent. And knowing that the blood of Jesus always valid. We know that His grace is sufficient for us. So that we can change our mind. So our hearts can wholly turn to the Lord. So that He can take possession of our heart and our life.
在地上过地上的日子，等候他第二次的再来。
So that we live on earth, waiting for His second coming.
到那天天国降临的时候。
When kingdom of heaven comes.
我们和他一同进到荣耀国度里面。
So we will enter into this the kingdom with Him.
望求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你再次借着约翰的在旷野的传道，你再次提醒我们。
Lord, we thank you again for through the ministry of John from the wilderness. Lord, you remind us.
记得你再来的那个。 催促,
that you may once again touch us.
让我们都有一个悔改的心志,
that we may all have a heart of repentance.
记得你的恩典和怜悯,
through your mercy and grace.
我们能将我们身上的那些不讨你喜欢的东西挪开,
that you may take away from us all the things that displease you.
当你再回来的时候,
that when you return again,
我们每一位你的儿女，你用重价所买赎回来的，我们都能在你的面前站立得住。
that all those that you have purchased with heavy price may be able to stand before you.
再次谢谢我们的主,
Lord, we thank again. Thank you again.
无言里的话不突然返回,
that your word may resound within us.
听我们的祷告,
I may hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求,
we pray this in your Son's name.
Amen. 请